Chapter 1. Creating and adopting a side hustle mindset. It has been said that the most dangerous number in business is one. One large customer or client that accounts for most of the revenue. One supplier that provides critical services or product components. One key employee whose departure would leave the business in a dire situation. One main source of new customers, clients, patients, or members. By the way, for simplicity, from now on when I use the word customer, I will also mean client, such as a CPA or attorney might have, patient, such as a healthcare provider might have, and member, such as a trade group, nonprofit, gym, or similar organization might have. If you are not a side hustler yet, and are or were an employee, you have or had one customer, your employer. As a business owner, and make no mistake, to be successful, even the simplest side hustle must be treated as a business where you are the owner. If you lose a customer, even a large one, it's much easier to replace that customer with one or more new customers than it is for you to find a new full-time employer, especially in an uncertain and unpredictable world. Therefore, I believe that no matter what your employment situation is, you owe it to yourself and your family to sidestep the most dangerous number in business by starting at least one side hustle. Developing a side hustle mindset means that you are always on the lookout for expensive, right-now problems that people or companies have that they will pay a premium price to solve. This means that virtually everyone you meet and every situation you encounter can be a source of side hustle intelligence that might lead to an opportunity for you. This is especially true for people you pay for products or services. Because you are their customer, they have at least some obligation to answer your questions about what they do. This is what I do regularly: ask questions. Occasionally, I get side hustle ideas to investigate. But nearly all the time, I get information and insight on their businesses that helps me get a better understanding of how things work outside my everyday world. So, keep your eyes and ears open. The more you know, the better side hustler you will be. Once you decide that you want to start a side hustle, you will need a plan to do it. It is extremely difficult to achieve success unless you first define what success is to you. Many people charge ahead in life and operate by the seat of their pants. Then they wonder why they are working so hard and not getting any results. Many people spend years spinning their wheels because they never stop to think about where they really wanted to go in life. You should decide right now what your goals in life are. Thomas Watson, the founder of IBM, was once asked the secret of his success. Watson replied that he was able to accomplish his goals because he had a written plan to follow. Before he developed the specifics of his plan, Watson decided right from the start that IBM would be the world leader in the computer and office machines business. Everything he did was from the perspective of a world leader, even when IBM was still competing for market share. This was his ultimate goal. Imagine for a moment what that means. How does the industry leader do things compared to everyone else? How does Federal Express do things? How does Starbucks do things? How does Southwest Airlines do things? The answer is that they are in business for one reason and only one reason: to provide solutions to their customers' needs so effectively that their customers won't even think about using the competition. This is how you should approach your side hustle, from the perspective of an industry leader. Your goal should be to become one of the top 10% of companies in your industry, maybe even number one. Whether right now you think you can reach that goal or not is not as important as your commitment to act like you are already there. Everything you do should be in your role as an industry leader. When you answer the phone, do it as an industry leader would. Treat every caller as if he or she was your most important customer. When you write a sales letter, proofread it thoroughly, the way an industry leader would. Dress for success, the way industry leaders do. Pretty soon, people will start thinking of you as an industry leader. Whatever you want to accomplish in life, you must first start somewhere. You must take that first step that gets you going in the right direction. Once you do, each step takes you closer and closer to your goal. Sometimes, when you consider starting a new task, the process can seem overwhelming. You see the entrance to the tunnel, but you do not see the light at the end. Because of this, many people never even take that first step. My friend, the key to success is right in the palm of your hand. The very fact that you have gone this far is living proof that your success journey is already underway. The secret is to keep going, little by little, one step at a time. Don't look too far ahead, and never look back. Speaking of looking back, one belief that holds people back from success is that the person they were yesterday is the person they are today. This belief keeps them linked to their past mistakes, habits, and limitations. They somehow accept the idea that history truly does repeat itself, and that if they were not successful yesterday, they certainly will not be successful today or tomorrow. Let me give you a simple yet powerful visualization that illustrates how invalid and self-defeating this belief is. When you flip an honest coin, you have a 50-50 chance of getting either heads or tails. If you flip a coin 10 times, the odds are that you'll get 5 heads and 5 tails. However, since this is a small statistical sample, you might get, say, 7 heads and 3 tails. In fact, you might even get 9 heads and 1 tail. After just 10 tosses, you might arbitrarily conclude that the coin was biased in favor of heads, and that it is no use calling tails because you are bound to lose if you do. Many people look at life this way. They believe that because they've had what they perceive to be failures in the past, they do not have a chance of succeeding the next time. When flipping honest coins, the result of each successive toss has absolutely nothing to do with the outcome of the previous toss. Even if you got 9 heads in a row, you have the same probability of getting tails on your next toss, despite what happened before. So, regardless of what happened when you tried something and it did not turn out the way you expected, your chances of success the next time are no less than they were for your previous attempts. In fact, the probability is that your chances of success are greater, and here's why. The very fact that something did not turn out the way you wanted makes it even more likely that you will succeed the next time, because you have the benefit of experience, something that coins can never have. In a coin toss, your odds are only 50-50. But in life, every time you do something, whether you achieve your desired results or not, you automatically increase your chances of success the next time because you have experience to guide you. How large is your sample size? Have you tried 10 things and failed? I mean, really tried? Many people try one or two things for a relatively short time, and when they don't work out as expected, they wrongly conclude that they are locked into a cycle of failure. On the other hand, most highly successful people have tried dozens of things on their way to the top. Some things worked as expected, and many did not. What defines the winners is that they kept on trying until they did succeed. They didn't worry about what happened yesterday or last month or last year. They thought about what's going on right now. If you increase your sample size, you will immediately see that your chances of success are far greater than you ever imagined. By that I mean, the more experienced you become, the more successful you will be. But if you give up, your probability of success is certain. Zero. You have probably read or heard the saying, "Today is the first day of the rest of your life." Well, that saying is true for every day of your life from this point forward. You are a smart coin whose chances for success increase with every toss, but only if you keep on flipping.